It's the Sean Clissner Show.
All right, let's do this. Yeah, cue the music. Clap it up. Welcome. It is the Sean Clissner Show. Just like that, we are getting started. And off the bat, you know how this show works. We are an incredibly interactive show. That's how the show is guided by you, by what happens with you. And already we've got open mics that I want to share with you. So we got this one, which I think is so important on a day like today, because we live with a lot of stupid people in this world. So let's go ahead and play our first open mic of the evening. Hold on.
This is Carlos.
Hey, Carlos.
There is like a lot of police action near Heathrow.
Yeah.
By the Colonial Town Park. Does anybody know what's going on?
Yeah, I can tell you what's going on. A lot of protests are going on, Carlos. George Floyd was murdered by a police officer, and Black Lives Matter. And that exploded all over the country. Like a premature teenager on prom night, Black Lives Matter is exploded onto America's face. Oh, come on. Why did we have to go there? Get the intro back. Oh, I'm so sorry. Where did that come from? All right, but seriously, we got to get into this because today was a very significant day on social media. Everybody was posting on Instagram just a black picture. It was just all black in honor of Black Lives Matter and to show their support for Black Lives Matter. My only issue with that execution was, what does it really do other than show the support, which I think we're already doing in the streets and elsewhere and through our updates and whatnot? I think it's great. I have no problem with it. Hey, if that's how you want to share that you are supportive, I think that's a wonderful way to do it. However, you know, it's really not going to get anything passed that needs to get passed by legislature. And I think that we need to really set our sights on some bigger things right now. That being said, I still encouraged it. So I it didn't bother me too much other than, you know, I wanted to get something. And maybe that was the point, was I was going through social media going, man. And it is so inspiring when people come together for one common cause. And that's the most inspiring thing out of all of this. So, of course, Black Lives Matter. Those people are fighting with the people who say all lives matter, because it just is underline racism when you say that. And I'm here to tell you that after seeing everything in our community, George Floyd's life mattered. Unfortunately, it came at a cost of his actual life, but the legacy he is now leaving on. And there are a lot of black people who are murdered. There's a lot of any people who are murdered. But the significance behind George Floyd's life and now death definitely does matter. So let's get into this. I love getting your thoughts on everything going on. And now, no better time. What's happening in Orlando? What's happening with just your mindset with everything going on? Does COVID-19 not exist anymore? Is it non-existent? Welcome to the show. I'm Sean. I'm your host for the next hour. Thanks for joining me tonight. We're live and local here in Orlando, Florida, every weeknight, 10 o'clock p.m. I want you to get involved. Three ways to do it. Join us in the chat, youtube.com/Sean, or on Facebook, you can go to News96.5 and join us on our Facebook page, which if you're not following us on Facebook, you know, a couple months ago, I said we're working on Facebook. That's a lot of what I'll be working on in the next couple of months, and I got laughed at. Y'all called me up. Oh, yeah, what are you doing on social media? Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? We've really turned a strategy into a voice that matters in your community. So if you're not following us on News 96.5 on our Facebook page, you ought to be. We're doing a lot of live video. Joe Kelly, we know you love him in the mornings. Well, he is going live multiple times daily now, at least once a day during the week. And it is something that you should be following to get all of your news and more to come. We've got a lot of exciting things planned on how this community is going to get together. But that's one way you can get involved. You can join us in the chat. You, of course, can also leave us an open mic on the News 96.5 app or give me a call. My favorite way to communicate with you. I like to hear your voice. Know who you are out there. 844-220-0965. If you're out there working, thank you. If you're working through the curfew, it means you're doing something that needs to get done. You're supporting your family. I value you and I respect that hard work. So thank you. And I'd love to hear from you. 844-220-0965. Specifically, if you have a thought on this Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter and where you stand on it, I'd love to hear your thoughts before I share mine. Because once I share my thoughts, people get afraid to call in. So I like to not share where I stand on anything until you call me. You let me know what your thoughts are. Hey, guess what? Unemployment is at a new all-time high. Every second of every day, unemployment is at a new all-time high. There were some stats I was reading up on. I should have written them down. That the second time, the average unemployment, by the way, from like the 50s to 2020 was like something like 5% was the average overall. It's at like 14% now. It's at an all-time high. No one has to be anywhere. People are furloughed, looking for jobs. But in the meantime, in between their interviews, the protests continue and those people have nowhere to go. It is a mixture of so much that is really causing this to be something that will be remembered years and years to come. Centuries, I believe, this will be in the history books. So let me know your thoughts. Again, 844-220-0965. Let's start with Xavier. What's going on, my man? Welcome to the Sean Klitzner Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So what's on your mind? What can I talk to you about?
So I was just leaving. I just left the protest in Orlando, and, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys how it really is out there and, like, how the crowds are and what the attitude is. And, you know, it seems that, honestly, a lot of people are mad. And, you know, they're essentially mad for being brutalized. But then I was asking a lot of the people, have you personally ever been brutalized by the police? And the majority of them were telling them no. And then what I'm trying to get across with that point is that the Orlando Police Department and the Orange County Sheriff's Department is not a brutalized force. And, you know, I am a black man in America, and I have been, you know, subject to police brutality, but it wasn't by these police officers. And, you know, I think that everybody needs to remain peaceful because, you know, I was fist pumping all the cops. I gave one of the cops hugs, and then the cops are peaceful. And all they want you to do is not break anything, you know, because it's not your property. It's not the police property. It's somebody else's property that they, you know, use to make money and, you know, give you guys drinks and let you have a good time and, you know, and everybody just live and prosper and be good and whatnot. But if we break everything, you know, once COVID-19 is over and once these protests are over, we have nothing to go back to.
Yeah.
You know, and these are, you know, this is our city. You know, Orlando is, you know, a great city. And when we see our magic play, you know, we want to go out to Church Street and we want to have a good time. And, you know, if we destroy it, it's not going to be there.
Heck yeah, man. I hear you, Xavier. You know, it's interesting what you said, that I think people are just angry. And what ends up happening is we sensationalize what we see or we hear about, because that's the things people care about. People don't care to see protesters just walking around. People on TV, people on YouTube, they want to see people hit with these rubber bullets bleeding. They want to see the fireworks in action. They want to see fights. That's what we turn on to do. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth, and it's why it's the stuff that gets played the most. And you're sitting here saying, you know, our police officers, they're not actively, I mean, how stupid would any police force be to sit there, go to the streets and just start actively hurting people? That's exactly why they're there. And you're just going to prove them wrong? Yeah. No, if anything, they're going to go over the top and say, look, we support you too. Right?
Exactly. Yep, and we're just all in this together because, you know, they live here, we live here, they work here, we work here. Yeah.
They go home, you know, to their families, they go home.
Exactly. You know, and if you ever call the police, it's going to be Orlando Police Department that comes. You know, and it's like, yes, I understand that there's a few bad eggs, but, you know, there's a few bad eggs in every profession. There's, you know, bad adjusters. There are bad congressmen. There's bad politicians.
There's bad radio producers.
People at McDonald's. Exactly. Sorry, every profession.
I had to get that in because Ronald was going to say there's bad radio hosts and point to me, so I had to beat him to it. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Ronald?
You know, some radio hosts lie.
But everyone knows that.
They don't tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, even CNN is not the best source of news, you know, but even Fox lies. They all lie. They all have bad something.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, man.
Find out the truth if you're out there.
Well, look, everybody's going to create the narrative that they want the people to hear. It's like any documentary you ever watch will give you the story they want you to hear. So, Xavier, I appreciate you giving me a call, man, and you opened up a new conversation for us. So thank you so much, my man, and I love you, dude. I love you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, bro. Love you, too.
All right. Take care.
Peace.
Bye-bye. I love that, Xavier. He's never called before. I would have remembered an Xavier. Xavier is a unique name. Starts with an X, right? The only other name that starts with an X, you know what it is?
No.
I don't either. That's why it's Xavier. Yeah. It's the only one. No, you know, my 18-year-old, he stopped by the house today, and he was pretty intense about this whole situation. And we tried to talk to him, and he just was very intense about it. He was worried. He's, you know, mad. He's mad at the rioters. He's angry at the rioters. And I try to tell him, like, you know, you only see what you see. And here in Orlando, it's very peaceful. It is very peaceful out there. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we only see what we see out there. And some people just will take it for face value. So I'm glad to hear that our Orlando police force is what Xavier said, which is peaceful and wanting to support the peaceful protesting. All right, 844-220-0965. We've got Ryan on the line. What up, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well. What can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, good. Well, you know, listen, I was a Marine for 10 years, and, you know, when I see the Black Lives Matter and I see people kneeling, it really didn't bother me, to be honest with you, because if anything, it made me proud that people were, you know, voicing their First Amendment, if anything. Now that this whole thing happened, this crazy protesting, you know, Daytona and Port Orange, they had a protest on Sunday. It went amazing. I was so proud of my community. It was great. They came together. There was no violence. They protested perfectly. There was one bad apple. A car hit a protester on purpose. I was standing right there, and it was terrible to see. So to the protester's point, that racism does exist. It's unfortunate, but it's even sad to say it's part of our culture now. I mean, realistically, to riot and to steal things, that's not why, how does that even make any sense to me?
Well, we talked about it last night, Ryan, and I'll just touch up on what I believe is the psychology behind the rioting and the looting, because there's a lot of conspiracies behind it as well. But I believe that people are out in the streets frustrated that their voice isn't heard enough. And what else are you going to do? You start yelling. And then what do you do after
that? They're fed up.
Right. And then after that, you sit there and you go, how is nothing changing while I am sitting here on day 5 on the streets screaming? These people just aren't acknowledging that the law was broken by one of their own. So I guess the law doesn't matter. Therefore, brick to a piece of glass. Next thing you know, everybody's like, well, look, if there's jewelry sitting right there and I could pocket it, hey, who's going to catch me? I'm unemployed. So I think that's kind of where it starts. It doesn't mean it's right at all, but it also doesn't mean it's happening at every single protest, which it's being made out to seem like. Because you turn on CNN, they're not showing you, there's peaceful protests here. I'm looking at it right now. They have tanks set up. Tanks are out somewhere. Where are they? Atlanta. Tanks are in Atlanta. That's what they're showing.
That's crazy.
That's not happening everywhere.
Yeah, that's the mayor of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Did you catch the mayor and T.I. and Killer Mike's public announcement the other day?
No, what was it?
When they addressed the media, you have to look it up, because it was the best speech. They were so heartfelt that they were shaming their protesters about, you know, looting and everything else. It was by far. I'm not a huge Democrat supporter, but honestly, that mayor could probably run for governor or even a Senate seat and probably win.
Wow.
Because
that's
her message was so powerful.
And who was this? Who was the message? Who said it?
The mayor of Atlanta, and then she had Killer Mike there, the musician, and then she had a T.I., and it was the best media address I have watched.
All right, we're gonna see if we can find it, and we're gonna play it for you right after the break. Don't go anywhere.
The Sean Clipsner Show.
Hey there. Welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. We've got an open mic here that I think some people might find interesting, others maybe not. But it we'll consider this the hottest open mic that we've ever had on the Sean Klitzner Show, which turns 1 year old tomorrow. Tomorrow is our one-year anniversary. Can you believe it? All right, listen to this open mic.
Hey, Sean, this is Sleepy John.
Oh, boy.
Have you found Flounder the Pounder?
Flounder the Pounder?
Flounder the Pounder, where are you?
Man. I miss him so much.
Producer tonight, Ronald, what are your thoughts on this? Where's Flounder the Pounder?
I don't know. I miss him so much.
You know, somebody who is an avid listener to the Sean Klitzner Show, she works here in the building. She stopped me today. She was allowed back. We had a very, very soft open, so just a handful of people, and she was one of them. And she said, I've been listening, and the other night I heard about where is Flounder? And she got worried. She's afraid Flounder caught the COVID and is scared for his health. Don't laugh.
Flounder is a very tough man.
He is.
He's that would not happen to him.
He's the toughest human being I've ever
met.
But we need proof of life right now. He has been such a staple for our show. If you're listening, Flounder, we need Flounder. We need a Flounder. Maybe once a week, all right? It was being overkill every day. Maybe once a week. And today, let's start today, man. Please, Flounder. Hey, we're talking, of course, about everything going on in our world right now. Want to hear your perspectives. It's your time to unwind with us, and we really appreciate you listening each and every night. But here in Orlando, Florida, it's not like what we see out there on television. And our caller right before the break, Ryan, said to look up Killer Mike and T.I. and the mayor of Atlanta. They had a little speech. They gave a little speech, and here is a piece of that. This is from rapper Killer Mike. Take a listen to this.
On a human being's neck for 9 minutes.
No, hold on. So he talks a little bit about what
like
happened.
So after you burn down your own home, what do you have left? But
he's talking about the protesters.
CNN, Ted did a great thing. I love CNN. I love Cartoon Network. But I'd like to say to CNN right now, karma's a mother. Stop feeding fear and anger every day. Stop making people feel so fearful. Give them hope.
I think that's powerful, man. You know, I obviously wasn't able to listen to the whole thing during the break, but I'm going to go back and listen to that. That's huge, man. What he's saying is absolutely right. And this is what, you know, I'm watching a documentary on Netflix right now. And if you've seen this documentary, please, 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 I urge you to give me a call because nobody I know has seen it. It's called Trial by Media. And it covers 5 or 6 cases over the course of the last 50 years or so where the cases were so big that there was a trial by the media networks, by the networks covering the actual trial. So people at home got to decide what they thought of what was happening, the crime that was committed or allegedly commit. And the media was creating the story. And what a lot of these lawyers and the accused says is, yeah, you have to manage the media. It is another trial you are managing. And that's what's happening with everything in the media today is you turn on the TV and you just see looters and rioters and you believe that that is what is happening in your own city. And that is not the truth. Could it be happening in your own city? Yes. But here in Orlando, it is not happening. I'm going to bring Ryan back on. Ryan, we played a piece of that clip. But yeah, I wanted to see if you had anything else to add.
No, I mean, like you said, there wasn't enough time, but the mayor was very emotional. The T.I., I think, only said, you know, 3 sentences. He was heartbreaking, broken by what they were doing to Atlanta. You know, and I think that says a lot about them as people. Killer Mike, what he said about CNN hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
It was the truth. Those are very influential people in their community.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing, you know, this whole Black Lives Matter, everybody's life matters. But I think what these police officers are doing, I think they need more training.
Hold on. I just got to touch on something you just said. You said Black Lives Matter, but everybody's life matter. Were you trying to make a point there?
No. Not necessarily. I think the whole point of Black Lives Matter is getting everybody aware of what the police sometimes make mistakes. I mean, this, for an example, this was just cold-blooded murder, to be honest with you. In my opinion. But there's other mistakes. Police in, Missouri?
Yeah.
The suspect was all of a sudden the victim. And then they found out the victim actually, you know, pulled a gun or, you know, there's misconceptions about misreports about what the suspect did and how the police handled it. So I think the media, again, to your point, when you're handling these cases, it's so difficult to handle because at one point you want justice for that victim, otherwise known as a suspect. But did the suspect come at the police officer in an aggressive manner?
Well, hold on. I just want to take one thing you said. We're supposed to go to break, but I'm holding off Ronald right now because this is really important. You said that Black Lives Matter, and the reason is what they're using it for, obviously, is for the police brutality.
It's a platform.
Yeah, it's a platform. But I gotta tell you, Black Lives Matter, the meaning behind Black Lives Matter is that black people have been mistreated for far too long. And it's time to say that Black Lives Matter.
I agree.
Now, let me just finish for a sec, because when people are saying all lives matter, you're wrong. Everybody is wrong when they say that. All lives don't matter right now. Right now, black lives matter because black people have been mistreated, and it's just time for our whole society to recognize it and change. To be honest with you, I'll be the first to say it on a platform. My life does not matter right now. And I'm okay with saying that. If you are not black, your life does not matter right now. If you feel like you've been mistreated as a Latino or as any other ethnicity or any other religion you follow, right this second, we're going to put you aside unless you are going through something in the moment. Let's focus on black lives right now. And when we solve that, trust me, everybody's life will matter at that point once we figure out this racism.
The Sean Clipsner Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, a standing ovation. I don't deserve that, live studio audience, but thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, welcome back to the Sean Clipsner Show. If you want to give us a call and share your opinions on everything going on, 844-220-0965. You know, a great trend is happening all across America as well that isn't being publicized as much as the violence, because like I had mentioned before, violence is much easier to get views with. People are hooked to their TV when crazy and bad things are happening. However, a good trend of police officers across the U.S. joining in with the protesters, taking a knee, hugging protesters, saying that, you know, I will stand with you. Or, you know, in some of the rougher areas, when a police officer is separated from the rest of his crew or is vulnerable, a lot of the protesters are locking arms around that police officer to protect them from the more violent protesters out there. You know, it's a really scary and dangerous time right now to protest, but not everywhere. In fact, not a majority of places. And if you have a story of being out there in downtown Orlando, I'd love to hear it. So give me a call, 844-220-0965. There was something I saw recently here in Orlando. Police stood, shouted, knelt, and was grouped in with the peaceful protesters. These moments all caught, of course, only on social media. I haven't seen a lot of news coverage on this. But still across the country, rioters are clashing with police, something that we can't ignore as people take to the streets. Although some are peaceful, there's others just who are not. And this is all, of course, over the killing of George Floyd. Can 2020 get any worse? I mean, how is it going to end?
There's an open mic that says, how's it going to end?
Okay, let's listen.
Remember, Sean, it's June riots, July Yellowstone explodes, August alien invasion,
aww,
and September dinosaurs come back to life.
Oh, no, get out of here. This guy's no, come on. He doesn't know what's going on because he put the sun exploding.
Thank
before
you, Shaman Open Micer.
Get out of here. He put the sun exploding before aliens coming down. And as a shaman, psychic, which people
order.
Don't know about my gift. You know, anybody who says they're a psychic is lying. That said, listen, I'm a psychic. And every so often, my gift comes out, and I'm able to read the future, and I'm able to predict the past. It is part of my sixth sense, which is my non. I can predict the past with my nonsense. Thank you. Thank you so much. 844-220-0965. Despite the looting and chaos, is the message starting to be heard? Are conversations being had? What is your take? Is something going to get done because of everything going on? Is enough enough? And will change be made? And what is the change we're looking for? You know? What are we looking to happen? What law can be put into place? Hate crimes are crime. It is illegal, more illegal than just a regular crime. Premeditated hate crime. It's a terrible crime to commit. And it is much more, it's much worse than just a regular crime. I mean, a crime is a crime. So what are we looking for? 844-220-0965. Let's take Richard on the Sean Klitzner Show. Hello, Richard.
Hi. I just want to know one question. Why is this keeps happening just to the black race? It doesn't happen to the white, Hispanic, Oriental.
What exactly are you asking? What keeps happening to the black race?
Why do they keep killing black young men?
Racism.
It just doesn't happen to any other race.
Yeah, racism is why. That's what I believe. I also believe that when it does happen, like we've been talking about, I think we have a bigger problem here with the media, is that if a white cop kills a white cop, yeah, it might not make national news because it doesn't have a bigger issue attached to it. It's stuff that happens every day. You don't think people die every day? Of course they die every day. But when we have an inch of racism attached to it, well, that's a big issue. What's your thoughts, Richard?
This doesn't happen. They don't treat white men the way they treat black men.
Yeah, I mean, agreed.
What would have happened if they would have put a knee on a white young man?
Like I said, I don't think it would be national news. I think it might make the news. I think it might enrage a lot of people. And maybe it does go national, but I do not think there's protesters like this because there's nothing attached to it as far as a bigger issue other than police brutality, which, yes, maybe protesters come out for police brutality, but the idea that, like you said, black people are treated very differently, this is going to blow up into a much bigger cause for people. People are going to stand.
Yeah, why aren't the black officers speaking up on this?
What really is your question? You've had a couple of questions here. What are we trying to get at? I mean, is there a point you're trying to get at? Because I'm with you. I'm on your side here.
I'm just saying, why does it keep happening? It's been happening for over 20 years now. Either every few months or every year.
My friend, it's been happening for a few centuries. I don't know if 20 years. I don't know if 20 years ago if it really started. I mean, this has been going on.
In the last 20 years. It's like every few months or every other year, a black man gets killed.
I disagree with that. No, I disagree with that.
You don't hear that with another race, a white person, Oriental, Hispanic.
Yeah. First of all, I don't think that is the case. I think this has always been going on. I think that over the past 20 years, our technology has gotten much better. And therefore, it's been, you know, back in the day, I mean, look. Not 20 years ago, but talk about maybe 40, 50, 60 years ago. You want to hear your news. You wait for your newspaper. Everybody got a newspaper. I remember watching my dad read the paper every morning and going, man, am I going to have to read the paper one day? Paper's gone. It's all about social media. Over the past 20 years, social media has been able to spread a word like that. That is me snapping
the gloves on. Why aren't the black officers speaking up on this? They're killing a member of your race.
I think they are. I think that black officers, by the way, officers in general, right now, their biggest concern is the safety of the people if they're a good officer. It's the safety of the people. So if people are out there looting and rioting and hurting one another, you know, I think that an officer's job is going to be to protect them first and speak out maybe a little later when things settle down. But yes, I agree with you, Richard.
The Oriental officer that was standing there in the video, he should have told that officer, listen, don't do that. Don't treat him like that, you know, at least.
I got you, Richard. You know. Well, thanks for giving me a call, man. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on this. That's what this show's all about. Vent your frustration if you must. Love you, buddy.
Thank you.
He didn't say it back. He doesn't listen as much as I thought. All right, we got some more callers here. 844-220-0965. We've got Lance. Lance, where you at, man? What's your life like right now?
Yeah, so we just left downtown Orlando. Just went out there earlier today around 4 o'clock to, one, I guess, go see it and be a part of it in a little ways. Everything went kind of crazy at the end of the night. But other than that, it was a peaceful day.
Yeah, we'll get to the craziness. So talk to me. You were out there 6 hours. Do you mind if I ask, I mean, did you leave work? Are you out of work? Are you part of the unemployed?
No, I am working. Actually, we buy houses here in Orlando, so all over the place.
Great.
But, I left.
And is this the first day you went to the protests?
No, we actually went last night, and last night was a crazy story, too. I think last night I had my adrenaline pumping through the roof.
Why? What happened? What happened last night? And then follow up with what happened tonight when you said it got a little out of hand. I want to know what's happening in our city that's a little out of hand.
It's not really like crazy out of hand. It's just I think what happens is some people are looking for the fight. You know what I mean?
Of
like
course.
they're waiting for it, and they're waiting for something big to happen to just pop off and start doing craziness. But other than that, there's 80% of the people are really peaceful, and they really want to spread the word and make it a better world than what we live in, because in my opinion, I do feel like the police are above the law. Since I was 16, you know, I mean, sometimes I got in little trouble here and there, just off dumb stuff. But, and I mean, you don't get treated as a real person sometimes by them. And I guess that's what people want to get treated. Well, I mean, you need to get in trouble here and there by the police, because they need to do their job. But at the end of the day, like, you got to be a human too, and just do a better job at policing people.
Well, Lance, thanks for giving us a call, and thank you even more so for going out there. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Man. Appreciate it. And feel free to give us a call back if you head on out there tomorrow.
But yeah, last night was crazy. Just got to say that.
All right. I want to hear the story tomorrow. Hit us up then. Love
All
you,
right.
buddy.
Sounds good, man.
Take care.
All right. Love you too, man.
All right. Bye bye. I got it back. I got to love you back. Yeah. You know, it's a tough one, because when you get in trouble with the law, a police officer should be treating you like a criminal. They should be treating you poorly. Now, there are great police officers out there who can do their job without being a jerk. I'll say jerk. I won't say the D word, but a jerk. 844-220-0965. Let's rapid fire these phone calls right now. We got John from Vero Beach. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I have a firsthand experience with an ex-police officer. Was the stepson of my daughter's husband. And he would come over to my daughter's house and complain constantly. He'd drive his police car over to the house and visit with his stepfather, my daughter's husband, and constantly complain that his dad would come, when he was a boy, his dad would come home drunk all the time and beat the living daylight out of him and his brother.
That's terrible.
That one day he got strong enough, and then he beat his father up.
Ugh.
To protect his brother and himself. Well, that, I believe, crossed over into his psyche. And he would wear his shirt skin tight to show his muscles. And he hung out all the time over at a bodybuilding and gym place up in Sebastian. And then he would sometimes double after hours working as a security guard for them. And then he was once taking off duty.
All right, John. Well, John, what this is? Yeah, John. This is. It's a terrible story I'm hearing, but I got a lot of calls here. Yeah, I got a lot of calls here. I want to get to everybody. All right.
He was psychotic and fell under the radar, and used to brag about how he would spray people with the spray.
Yeah. Ah, the worst. All right. Well, thank you, John. Let's take Natisha. Natisha, welcome to the Sean Klitzner Show. How are you?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, I was listening when you just explained and you stopped the caller who said Black Lives Matter, but all lives matter. And I just wanted to let you know I was in tears listening to you explain why all lives matter right now. And so just as a black woman, I just wanted to thank you so much for just speaking up and trying to explain why Black Lives Matter means so much right now when we're dealing with coming from behind. And I also wanted to say, because a lot of I'm a mom. I've got a 21-year-old and she's in college. And a lot of the young people right now are so confused. And so I also wanted to say, if there are any parents out there, you have millennials and you've got those young adults, because that's really what, when you go to the protests in Orlando, that's what you see a lot of. Please make sure you're sitting down and you're talking to your kids and you're letting them know and you're giving them a voice. And for the Black families, you're letting them know their history. And even for white families, reach out to your Black friends and let your kids be heard, because a lot of them are ending up doing things because they feel that's the only way they can be heard. And just allow them to be able to have conversations with people of different races and different ethnicities so that they can know we hear you, we see you, and we do appreciate you. You don't have to throw a bottle for us to know you're with us.
Of course. And that's great advice, Natisha. I thank you. You know, I mentioned before as well, I have kids who are teenagers, who are millennials, who are, you know, one's 18 and they have their thoughts now. And, you know, sometimes it's not in line with mom and dad or step-parents or figures who are in their lives. And that's great advice. It starts with us. We've got to teach our kids right from wrong right now. I really thank you for giving me a call tonight, Natisha. You have yourself a great day, all right? Night.
You too.
Love you, girl.
You too.
All right, I got it back.
The Sean Klitzner Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. I want to further thank the last caller who called in, Natisha. You know, sometimes on this show, it is very difficult to gauge when I speak how an audience reacts. And there's not everybody who agrees with me. And I have this platform here, which I'm very grateful for, but I also open it up to our Orlando community. If I say something you disagree with, and there has been times, I encourage you to give me a call and let me know about it. But also, look, if I do resonate with something or you resonate with something that I'm saying, you know, it is encouraging to hear that stuff as well, because sometimes you just don't know. So between Natisha and some people in the chat room, thank you guys. Really appreciate it. 844-220-0965. Let's close out the show with as many calls as we can get, starting with Glenn. Welcome to the Sean Klitzner Show. Glenn, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a guy who's a little bit unusual, back in Florida right now, worked with law enforcement here in Florida back during the Kaylee Anthony days. And, I think Florida law enforcement has been very exemplary in practically everything that has occurred down here in Florida. And I think one of the biggest problems that U.S. law enforcement has now is some of the ability to be able to do what happened up in Minneapolis with impunity. The perpetrator of that particular crime had 15, 17, 18 problems that had been reported to back to the police department with nothing being done. And I think that's one of the biggest problems. And clearly, he has been a bad egg for years, and that should have been stopped a long time
ago. Of course.
Ago.
Well, Glenn, that might be the biggest problem, but not anymore. That's the second biggest problem right now, because whether racism was at the forefront of why he did it or not, racism is now the forefront of what this this death is leading us to. So although I agree with you in some aspects that, yes, police brutality and police officers who are going, I mean, look, one time you're done. You do something and you're found as guilty as a police officer of doing something that doesn't really fit what our officers should be doing, you're out. You're done. No more. I believe in that. All right.
I think they should have a few more opportunities, perhaps, but not 18.
18 is
a
little much.
Case.
You're right. Well, Glenn, thanks for giving me a call, but I appreciate it and appreciate your voice on the show.
Thank you, my friend.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
He didn't say it back. No, he didn't. Ricky, you're on the Sean Klitzner Show. What's on your mind, Ricky?
Oh, nothing much. Last night was kind of crazy. I was just walking my dog, you know, for, you know, right before I go to bed, like always. My wife and I, you know, wanted to find out what was going on in downtown. And sooner than you know it, a group of young kids starts bursting out of this the gates of where the church is at. And I guess they had broken into the other side, start pouring through the street. I get struck in the back of my head with a skateboard. I fall to the ground. My wife's panicking. Thank God I fell right there, right in front of the police officers where they had fenced off with their bicycles. So they were able to, you know, retrieve me and help me out. But other than that, it was a complete mess. Downtown's a mess. Tonight, everyone's just, there was 15,000 people that apparently showed up.
So is that what's a mess? Is there's just a lot of people, or are you talking physically, like the garbage?
No, I'm just like there's a lot of people protesting about what's going on with George Floyd, and you know they want justice, you know, and to my opinion, I think justice is being served. You know, they do have the police officer in custody.
I don't know if justice is being served for why the people are out there. I don't think everybody's out there because they want this officer to go through the court of law and be found guilty.
Right. There's plenty of reasons behind it. You know, with the whole 200 years of slavery that, you know, the blacks have gone through, it's a lot of pressure on their side. And I completely agree that, you know, going out there and supporting and making, you know, spreading that word for everyone in the community. So, you know, there's an equal opportunity for all races. And, you know, they just got to have their word listened to. But, you know, it's just the young crowd that, you know, they're getting out of hand and being violent with it. There's a group of people that are very peaceful. There's about a good handful of them. But there's that 10% that always want to take the next step.
Of course.
And they end up, you know, doing something violent. And, you know, like I said, I got struck behind the head with a skateboard and I fell. And
yeah,
it was just a mess.
I hate to hear that, Ricky. But I appreciate you sharing that story with us. We do like to hear everything going on. So thanks for giving us a call tonight, bud.
Thank you.
All right. Love you, man. Take care. I got one back. There you have it, everybody. Look, like we've said over the past few days, there is the good that is happening out there. There is the bad that's happening out there. We need to focus on the good. All right. The more we focus on the good, the more good will happen. Now we need to acknowledge that there are bad things happening, acknowledge it, but let's not focus on it. Let's not take an hour and talk about it. Orlando, let's do this again tomorrow night, because I'm sure a lot more is going to come out of
what's
going on.
Man, you said the good, the bad, and I was hoping you would say the ugly.
No, that's you. Hey!
The Sean Clitzner Show.